meeting was followed by a speaker meeting where I had my first awakening in AA. The speaker said, "If you're an apple, you can be the best apple you can be, but you can never be an orange." I was an apple, all right. And for the first time, I understood that I had spent my life trying to be an orange. I looked around at a room filled with apples, and if I was understanding the speaker, most of them were no longer trying to be oranges. My progress in AA, however, was slow. I refused to go to meetings outside of my neighborhood, which meant that I went only Tuesday and Thursday nights. I always felt better after a meeting. I remember times when something upsetting would happen on a Friday, and I would tell myself, "I wish it were Tuesday so I could go to the meeting." No matter how many suggestions I heard and how many rides were offered, however, I simply would not go to meetings on those other nights. People gave me many other good suggestions as well. They suggested that I stay out of relationships. I was young and single, and I rejected this idea out of hand. For the first year, I bounced from one sick relationship to another. They suggested that I get a sponsor. I had no idea what a sponsor was and was too proud to ask, but I was sure I didn't need one. After all, I was smarter than the rest of these people. They might need someone to tell them how to run their lives, but double vision, neck brace, and all, I was doing just fine on my own. People suggested that I find a higher power. I was not fooled. I knew when they said higher power, they meant God. And I knew that God waited for me to step out of line just once.